Last September, an engineer rented a recreational lake area in Wichita, Kansas. Munir Zainal rented the facilities from a work group, the Spirit Boeing Employees Association. The gathering was in part to celebrate Malaysian Independence Day. Zainal is from Malaysia, although he's lived in Kansas for 7 years. As part of the festivities, the group of about 45 people flew the Malaysian flag. Some women were dressed in head-covering hijabs. Someone thought this was a meeting of the terrorist Islamic State. According to court documents, a ranger or groundskeeper reported to the Employees Association that a group dressed in Muslim garb was flying an American flag desecrated with ISIS symbols. The association reported the incident to the employer, who contacted the FBI. A few weeks later, Zainal got a note from Facebook that law enforcement authorities were seeking information about his account. He then got a call from the FBI, saying they realized the flag was Malaysian and recommended the case be closed. But the employer then hired a private investigator. Zainal then learned that he was barred from renting the facility again because of the past incident. This week, the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas City sued the employer for racial profiling and religious discrimination. The case is getting a lot of coverage in Malaysia, where one headline in the Star Online says, "Some Americans think the Malaysian flag is the U.S. flag with ISIS symbols. So, lawsuit." With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.